Okay, great to have her. Dr. Donna Jones took over for Dr. Michael Hines. Remember, Dr. Hines, of course, went over to Port Washington as the superintendent of schools there. The good doctor taking over Patchogue Medford and has a great history as far as education. And we're talking about the reopening and everything else. And we welcome Dr. Donna Jones, first time to the airwaves on LA News Radio. It is great to have you. Great to have you, doctor.
Thank you so much, Jay. Pleasure to be here this morning.
Fantastic. 10 years in the district. Let's get a little background information on you so people can kind of get a feel for what's happening. 10 years in the district. You were the interim. Thank goodness they made the right decision, indeed. And congratulations on being the permanent now superintendent. What was that like?
Thank you so much. You know, I've been in education for 27 years, so I'm not new to education, just new to the district. Patchogue Medford School District is an amazing school district. The parents truly are very passionate and care about education, which is really a pleasure to have. My background, I started out many, many years ago with a business background. So worked my way up from being an accountant to an assistant business manager to a director of business services to assistant superintendent for business and operations, deputy superintendent, interim superintendent, superintendent. And, you know, that's kind of the history. So behind the scenes, 10 years ago when I took over, we were in a position where we were in a lot of debt. And so I was kind of behind the scenes, always behind the scenes working, always the one doing capital project work, making things happen, supervising a multitude of operations throughout the district, and working very much on curriculum and instruction matters as well. That's a little bit about me.
That's good stuff. You know, I tell you, doctor, you got a great resume. Let's get down to the crux of it all. You have the reopening of schools, governor giving the go-ahead, providing the plans are in place. I believe you have an extra week now, next Friday. Give me your sense as far as the district reopening. You know, it's touch and go, we know, but what's your overall assessment at this point in time?
So it's really tough. It's really tough because we have parents and they're not shy with reaching out to me, and I very much am in tune with the pulse of the community. We have a large number of parents that want the children back full duty. They want them back in the classroom. Then we have a very large percentage of parents that want their children on total remote learning. And the challenge we have is we're trying to hear the voice of all parents. We're trying to incorporate the voice of all stakeholders because we have to have a plan that includes all those voices, considers all the challenges, and indeed, there are so many challenges. So as far as whether what happens next week when the governor makes an announcement, we had to develop plans. Three plans, not one plan, three. We have, should we be able to go back at some point during the school year to full traditional school, we are prepared. We have a hybrid model that most districts are having to develop because it's impossible to socially distance and comply with the CDC and Department of Health protocols. Because our schools, most of us don't have underutilized capacity in our schools. So it is a challenge for us not to, it's a challenge for us to bring all of our students back without properly socially distancing them. So we have a hybrid model, and then we have a full remote model. So no matter what the governor says, we will not interrupt instruction. We'll be able to transition from one platform to another on a regular basis.
Excellent. Sounds like you got it together in that regard. I would imagine the toughest aspect, Dr. Jones, is, you know, it's not necessarily the kids in the classroom and walking the hallways, but to me, it's the cafeteria time, you know, lunchtime. Making sure, you know, commingling. And listen, there's so many eyes to be upon here with these kids. I would imagine that is a very tough aspect of this whole situation, right? And that's during the lunch operation and the monitors and everything else. I can't even imagine, you know.
It has been more than a notion. We have talked to any superintendent on Long Island, and I trust and believe that they've gotten little sleep over the last, particularly the last 6 to 8 weeks. We in PatMed started developing our plan about 8 weeks ago. So we have been working on this 4 days a week, 4 to 5 days a week for the past 8 weeks. And we've had committees and subcommittees with more than 100 stakeholders representing all of our various unions, our PTA council president, just all of these voices trying to figure out what is the best option for our district. And one of the things that's so difficult is that a lot of times, you know, different districts are compared to others. Parents will hear what's going on in another district and they compare it to another district or ours. And it's challenging for us because they have different demographics, they have different populations of students, they have different capacity in their buildings. And all of these things are what we have to consider when we're developing our own plan. And as far as the challenges that we're facing in terms of keeping our children and our staff safe, it is a monumental task. And we have had to develop social distance protocols even to walk up to the bus. We've had to spread out the number of students that are going to be on the bus and social distance as best we can within the confines of our budget, which the governor has told us at any point in the school year could be cut by another 20%. So we don't have the luxury of adding additional busing to social distance our children. We have to figure out to realign our runs, stagger our schedules, and then when they get off the bus, we have to be concerned with once we get the children off the bus, we have to take the temperature every day of every child that comes in our building, of every adult that comes in our building. So, you know, just the lunchroom alone, the classroom, we're not going to have our children in the lunchroom for the most part. They're going to have grab-and-go lunches and eat in the classroom because we really have to try to maintain our children with the same cohort in order to limit the spread of any potential virus as best we can.
Question, Dr. Donna Jones with us, the official leader now, the Patchogue Medford School District. What a history, 150 years and everything else. She takes over an official sense, voted in this past week. You know, another aspect, a couple of more for you, Dr. Jones, before we let you go. What about the sports programs? How are they lined up? We know there's not going to be any regional, you know, championships or state championships, but they will get underway in some sort of fashion. What can you tell us about the challenges there?
The challenges are countless. We have a director of athletics. He's a superstar. His name is Ryan Cox. He has chaired the subcommittee that we have developed for athletics and physical education. He is working on details, and we're planning to submit our plan to the state education, hopefully by the end of the day today. And all of those details will be included in the plan and will also be on our website. But there are so many challenges. The season and the start day for anything is pushed off till September 21st. And even at that point, we have to minimize any contact, and we can't have the children in locker rooms. There's a lot of things that we're still trying to figure out. When it's warm outside, whether or not we're going to have them in a mask or not. There's just so many different challenges, and the details that we develop and plan evolve over time as the trajectory of the virus changes from state to state and even locally. So even when we think we've developed a plan, it has to be fluid, because every day we wake up and there's some new metrics out there that we have to consider. So it's more than a notion to manage this all.
Or I would imagine you're getting feedback from teachers, other staff members, you know, about the return and safety protocols. You know, I've had many a school official on in the last couple. You're going to have people that are going to call it a career. You know, they might have hit the tenure and everything else. Why risk it? Safety, the whole thing. Somebody getting up there in years, maybe an underlying condition. Just don't trust the process. You can't blame them. But I would imagine at this point you would have gotten a lot of feedback, right?
I have, but one thing that I have done, and whether or not it's negative or positive feedback, one of the things that I've done is conducted several Facebook Live, and all throughout the pandemic, we've afforded the parents to chime in via social media in order to share their feelings, positive or negative, because we do feel it's important to be transparent, to receive the feedback, to digest the feedback, and to respond to the feedback. We can't always make everybody happy, because we have to look at the macro picture, whereas parents are sharing with me how it directly, all these challenges have directly affected their children. I have to look at the macro picture and what is the ultimate impact on the district as a whole, and providing the health and safety for not just the students, but all of the staff members as well. And all of the staff members, many of them are fearful. Many of them have underlying and pre-existing conditions, and they want to be assured that we are taking that into account, and not just the students. We care about our entire community, and it's been quite a challenge, because we really want to do the right thing, and the right thing is not always the popular thing to do. So we really have been trying to be transparent and trying to provide as much information as we can to the community. There will be some that decide that they may want to retire after all of this. And then, of course, that presents another problem, because we have to get the classroom staffed and we don't have much time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I guess the final one, though, it sounds like you got a great grasp on things over there, Dr. Jones. So I'm just kind of guessing that you feel good overall prediction as far as the reopening, the protocols and everything else. But there seems to be a real good level of confidence that you have if this thing is going to get the official green light, I would imagine.
Well, I do. And the reason I do is because the number of stakeholders that participated in developing this plan. It wasn't just district office staff. It wasn't done in a silo. It included all of the community stakeholders. It included the voice of the parents. And while some parents feel there are some parents that would want us to remain fully virtual, some want us to open just for elementary school, there are parents that feel that their children, the social emotional impacts need to be addressed. And we have incorporated all of that into our plan. We've done what we feel is the fair thing to do in affording in the hybrid plan some all children the opportunity to get some in-person instruction at least twice a week, and then remote the other is a week, so that all children have the opportunity to have core class instruction in person if we're afforded that opportunity. We're ready to go whether or not it's a hybrid model, a full remote model, a traditional model, and we're ready to segue back and forth. It will be fluid. It will be challenging. There's no question that there will be times where there will be levels of frustration. But, you know, when we're all in it together, we're united in our purpose, which is caring for the ultimate education and support of our students and staff, I feel good that we have done the right thing by our community. And we're going to submit our plan late this afternoon and post it on our website by this afternoon in compliance with the deadline of July 31st. And we're going to do everything we can to continue to support the students, their families, and our parents.
Well, listen, it sounds like the district is in really good hands here. I wish you the best of luck. Anything you need from us, you always have a platform, okay? So I look forward to getting periodic updates and having you on again. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jay. It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me this morning. Have a good
My
day.
Pleasure. My pleasure, Dr. Donna Jones, the superintendent of schools, Patchogue, Medford.